Although nearly half of working women in the United States are now their household's main breadwinner, the majority of women still aren't raised to think like breadwinners. In fact, according to our next guest, they're actually discouraged from building their own wealth, pursuing their full earning potential, and providing for themselves and others financially. Financial expert Jennifer Barrett addresses the issue in her new book, Think Like a Breadwinner, a wealth-building manifesto for women who want to earn more and worry less. Jennifer Barrett is the chief education officer at Acorns, a financial wellness app with more than 8.5 million users, and the founding editor of its popular money site, Grow. Again, the name of the book is Think Like a Breadwinner, and we welcome Jennifer Barrett to the roundtable this morning. Jennifer, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
A great pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you for joining us and for sharing with us. Give us a sense of what brought you to this subject, of even for you to think in these terms of women as the breadwinner.
Sure. As you mentioned, you know, there is this paradigm shift happening in the breadwinning model with more women moving into the main breadwinner role. But most women are still culturally conditioned not to think of ourselves as breadwinners and wealth builders. And most women are not taught how to invest and build wealth or even given the message of how critical it is for us to do so. So obviously, if we end up in the main breadwinner role, we often feel unprepared, you know, for that financial responsibility of providing for not just ourselves, but often others. And either way, this combination of both social conditioning and a lack of education can really keep us from making the kinds of money choices that will fully support us throughout our lives. You know, this is something that I learned personally, and that was really the genesis of this book. But as I did research and interviewed over 100 other women for the book, I found that I was hardly unique in that situation.
How did you learn about it personally?
I had my own wake-up call, I think, in my early 30s. And I really thought at the time I was doing everything right financially. I had a good job. I was married. I was paying half the bills, half the rent, putting a little bit in a 401k and savings and paying off my credit card debt. But I remember specifically one night when I was trying to get our toddler, Zach, back to sleep and looking around at our little one-bedroom apartment. And it really hit me that if I wanted to grow my family and help buy a home for us, I needed to step up and save and invest more for our future. And that moment was really a moment of reckoning for me because I had considered myself to be pretty independent. And so I was wondering why I hadn't done that already. Why hadn't I been saving and investing for these really important kind of midterm goals we had? And what I realized was that I had been subconsciously depending on my husband to really take the lead when it came to financial planning for our future, just as my own dad had when I was growing up. You know, he was the sole or primary breadwinner for most of my childhood. And so I really thought about this and the kind of conditioning I had gotten and these assumptions that I had made about who would take the lead financially. And I asked myself, you know, what if I had been raised to think like a breadwinner? What if I had grown up thinking that I would be fully responsible for my financial future and probably for others too? Would that change the choices I've made with my money? And the answer was a resounding yes. And that is really where it started. And then I obviously through my research and interviews, I learned that the conditioning that I had was not unique, that many of us grew up not expecting to be the main provider, but expecting to be sort of the supplemental provider. It's a very different way of looking at your finances and financial planning.
So you use the word conditioning. So the idea, I'm interested of how you extricate it from that idea of breadwinner and extricate it just from overall sexism.
Yeah, I think, you know, both men and women could be better prepared financially, really, when we enter the world. We don't do a great job in this country of providing a really good financial education foundation. But I think there, despite this kind of paradigm shift in the breadwinning model, there's still this underlying assumption that our income won't be as important, and that's pretty pervasive. And from early on, I mean, I looked at the research around how parents speak to their children, and parents even speak to their daughters differently than they do to their sons still to this day, are more inclined to speak to their daughters about budgeting and spending smartly, and they are more likely to speak to their sons about building credit and investing to build wealth. Those are such critical skills. Not that budgeting isn't, but, you know, building wealth is a much more expansive way to look at your finances. So what I talk about in this book is really thinking beyond your paycheck, thinking beyond, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, but really starting to invest and build wealth so that you become less dependent on your paychecks. You have more options, more choices. And this has, you know, become more critically important now than ever before.
The title of the book is Think Like a Breadwinner. So a lot of this is psychological in the sense of how we think about it, right? And again, conditioning ourselves to think as a breadwinner. One of the things that you write about, which I think is really interesting, of that even if we think that it's going to take some time for these things to pay off, it's still important for women to say yes to opportunities and not just to cast them aside.
Yes. And to be in that position, you really need to have already started, you know, saving a little bit and investing a little bit, right? So that you are in a position where you can take some risks that will pay off more in the long run, but may take a little while to pay off. But it starts really with creating that financial foundation of taking every check you get and putting some aside into savings. So you have that safety net, and then immediately putting some money to work for you by investing it, and not just for retirement, but, you know, in a regular brokerage account or a Roth IRA, for those midterm goals, so that you have that money growing for you. And that is just critically important, more so now than ever, because, you know, you have more women who are single moms than ever before. One in four kids is being raised by one. The rate of divorce is still, you know, nearly 50%. And, you know, you have situations now where women can be the main earners, even if they didn't expect to be in that role. So really being prepared for any possibility is really important.
And the flip side of that, of course, is it's okay to say no as well.
Sure. Yes. I mean, it's just really making informed choices and being pragmatic about it. So even when you're considering, for example, taking time out if you have a baby, you know, we know that it's very, very rare to get fully paid leave. And so you are really having to kind of weigh those choices and prepare ahead of time to make sure that you can weather that time away financially. And so I'm not saying, for example, don't take any time out if you have a baby. I'm saying really look at the numbers and make sure that you are prepared financially ahead of time so that you're never caught in a position where you're really vulnerable financially.
There's a lot of book. There's a lot in the book about dependence and depending on yourself and perhaps not even depending on anyone else. Why is that so important? I guess that's important for all of us, but especially for women in thinking like a breadwinner.
Yeah, I mean, for one thing, you know, there's a higher chance than really ever before that you will be the main earner in your household, whether that is a household of one or many. So you really want to be prepared to step into that role and feel confident that you can provide for yourself and your family. And when I talk about providing, I really think of breadwinning in a very broad sense. So it's not just about earning more, but feeling like you're in a position to provide and to provide the future that you want. And that really does require that you're not just thinking strategically about your career and how to ensure that you are taking the steps to get those promotions and to have the kind of career path that will support your lives financially, but also planning ahead for your future and investing strategically, investing smartly, educating yourself on the stock market and different paths to wealth so that you are building the kind of wealth that will support you in the future and maybe your family too if you're in that situation. But I really think of this as almost like an insurance policy, right? Because you could still get married and your partner could still earn more than you. And, you know, so your income may not be as critical. But for, an increasingly large number of households, it is critical. So just being in the position to know that you can take care of yourself for life and that you're making the kinds of money choices that will support your future serves as a real insurance policy so that no matter what happens, you know you'll be okay. You know that you'll be able to have the life that you want. And that's really what it comes down to.
Right. And you make the point in the book a couple of times that it's not just about the paycheck. There are other things here as well. It's not just about the money coming in.
Well, yes, because so many of us live paycheck to paycheck. And part of that, like, and I'm very sympathetic. I was living paycheck to paycheck when I had my wake-up call, effectively. I was putting a little bit aside for savings and paying down my debt, but not a significant amount. And I couldn't see how I would be able to do that. So part of it did require a mindset shift of, you know, it is worth making some short-term sacrifices here for the things that are most important to me in my life. That was having a second child, being able to stay in the city we loved, being able to buy a place of our own. And so I was more willing to make some of those short-term sacrifices in support of those larger goals. So that's part of it. The other part of it is we so often think, like, what can I afford on the salary I'm making? And what I really encourage women to do is think instead of what do I want in my life and what is the income I need to support that? So that if we're not earning the income we want to in the job we have, to think about how to boost our income, not just how to constrict our lives or make compromises.
The subtitle of the book, A Wealth Building Manifesto. By the way, always cool when you write a manifesto, right? That's neat.
I do feel very passionately about this.
Absolutely. A Wealth Building Manifesto for Women Who Want to Earn More and Worry Less. I want to focus for a few moments on that last part about worrying less. That's ultimately what it's about, that we become comfortable enough that we don't have to worry about everything.
Oh, and it is a wonderful position to be in. I mean, I think of my state of mind when I had my wake-up call compared to how I feel now. It's night and day. It's just, you know, if you look at the surveys, and the American Psychological Association does these every year, money is always one of the top stressors for Americans generally, male and female, but particularly for women. And then we feel it more acutely in terms of the physical reactions, feeling that anxiety, staying awake at night, feeling an immense amount of stress. And, you know, knowing, I think part of that really is kind of a discomfort around, do I have the tools, do I have the education to be able to invest, to be able to get the job I want, to ask for the salary I want? And so that is an additional layer, I think, of stress that we often feel. But it's totally possible to overcome those barriers. I talk about it in the book, but it's not just in my book. It's really about, you know, thinking of yourselves as being really capable and expanding the way you look at your capabilities and the possibilities for your life. And once you start building wealth, once you ask for that first raise and you get it, you know, you're really working that muscle and you're building your confidence and your sense of security. It is just so empowering.
The book, I'm curious, when you look at this of saying that money can bring you joy rather than stress. And this comes, and you talk about so many different scenarios, which I find fascinating, but you can still be a caregiver. You can still do that. Mm-hmm. You can still do the things that you want to do and feel that you have to do.
Yes. It's just about planning ahead and being really realistic about the cost, and not just the cost, for example, of taking care of someone, but the opportunity cost if you step out of your career for any amount of time, and really factoring that into the choices that you make. And one thing, you know, when we talk about caregiving, we often treat it as if it's the exception, but it really is the norm.
Yes.
Whether or not you have children, really, at some point in your career, you will likely be caring for somebody. And most often that falls on women, whether it's kids, whether it's an aging parent or a sick relative, or yourself if you get sick. And so really considering that when we plan ahead is important. It's just yet another reason to have that financial cushion, so that you're not in a situation where you feel like you need to do this on top of your job, where you feel like you don't have the option to cut back your hours or step away to care for somebody without really putting yourself in a dangerous financial position. So it's about being realistic and about planning ahead, you know, maybe for it, maybe not the worst case scenario, but for, you know, for the scenarios that could happen, so that if they do, you're prepared. And if they don't, you've got extra money to play with. So there's no downside.
Jennifer Barrett is the author of the new book, Think Like a Breadwinner, A Wealth Building Manifesto for Women Who Want to Earn More and Worry Less. The book is published by Putnam. Jennifer, a great pleasure to have you on the program. I wish you all the luck in the world with the book, and I thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Be well. Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book, Think Like a Breadwinner. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.